What is HHC? HHC, hydroxyhexahydrocannabinol, is a THC relative long known to science, but until recently not often discussed by cannabis users. HHC is a minor cannabinoid. It occurs naturally in cannabis, but in amounts too small to make extraction cost-effective. Since commercial production of HHC is just getting off the ground, it's still not widely known. Most cannabinoids can be converted to other cannabinoids by altering the chemistry of the molecules. Like delta-8 THC and delta-10 THC, commercial HHC is made from hemp-derived CBD in a lab through chemical processes. HHC has one major legal advantage over delta-8 and delta-10, it isn't called THC. My quick 2 cents. Is any of this even important to you? I believe so. We need to understand cannabis better. And not being aware of semi-synthetic cannabinoids can leave us open to harm and misinformation. Regular cannabis users are more likely to never encounter HHC because they will most likely opt in for flower or regular concentrate that they know. But newer medical users or recreational users will be very open to it all, as this is a new world. The industry is booming and there are so many flashy things now, it really is not difficult to buy incorrectly. How is HHC produced? It was discovered in the 1940s by chemist Roger Adams. He created HHC by adding hydrogen to the THC molecule and altering its physical properties. The process, called hydrogenation, is first described in a 1947 patent document. Hydrogenation modifies the structure of delta-9 THC by replacing a double bond with two hydrogen atoms, which changes its molecular weight and also makes it more stable. According to Mark Schaldoni, a chemist and BR Brand's chief science officer, hydrogenation improves stability and resistance to thermooxidative breakdown, which means HHC has a longer shelf life and is less prone to damage caused by UV light and heat. Does HHC get you high? Does it have side effects? This is kind of tricky. Although HHC isn't technically a THC, it does produce similar effects if you use enough of it. When it's produced in the lab, an HHC batch is a mix of active and inactive HHC molecules. The active HHC binds well with your body's cannabinoid receptors, the others don't. Manufacturers haven't yet figured out a cost-effective way to separate high-potency HHC from its low-potency twin, so commercial HHC, which is a mix of the two forms, may be a waste of money to the consumer. But HHC does have noticeable effects. Reports from users generally describe the HHC high as being somewhere between delta-8 and delta-9 THC. Pretty much everything we know about HHC's effects and side effects is anecdotal. That said, users report the same set of side effects familiar to delta-9 THC users: anxiety and paranoia, dry mouth, dry and red eyes, hunger, and insomnia. Personally, I think that anyone that smokes real weed won't have intense effects from this, hence why it is an in-between feeling. Will HHC show up in a drug test? It appears that HHC may not break down in the body in the same way as THC. Unlike the delta-8, delta-9, and delta-10 forms of THC, there is some evidence that HHC doesn't metabolize into 11-hydroxy-THC, which is the breakdown substance many drug panels test for. But that hasn't been studied and isn't certain. So far, no one knows for sure that HHC won't leave evidence of use in your blood, urine, or hair. If your employer tests for drug use, we suggest you not risk your job by using HHC. Does HHC have medical benefits? HHC hasn't been widely studied, unlike more abundant cannabinoids like delta-9 THC or CBD, but there has been some promising research. A 2011 study showed that some synthetic analogs of hexahydrocannabinol, HHC, strongly inhibited breast cancer cell-induced angiogenesis and tumor growth. Japanese researchers published a paper in 2007 describing HHC's impressive pain-blocking capability in mice. But it is probably too early to say whether HHC has great promise as a therapeutic drug. Is HHC legal and will it stay legal? Yes, as long as it is hemp-derived and remains under the scheduled THC percentage put forth by the authorities. Where can HHC be found? A quick Google search brought up about a dozen online retailers offering a variety of HHC products. Most sellers offer vape carts filled with HHC oil, and many have gummies. Less common but definitely available are disposable HHC vapes, tinctures for oral consumption, and concentrates for dabbing. I first saw a HHC product in 2022 at the Santun Cannabis Expo. It seems like most CBD stores stock them too now. So finding it is search away. In conclusion, if HHC remains legally viable, and especially if it becomes less expensive to manufacture high-potency HHC, this promising cannabinoid will become more available in the diverse cannabis marketplace. Even though HHC is found naturally in the cannabis plant, commercial HHC is made by hydrogenating hemp-derived cannabinoids under pressure with a catalyst like palladium, making it still a semi-synthetic compound. Something you will have to decide for yourself if you want to ingest.